Yeah.
Say the way the lookout is, if they're going to get married,
no,
they won't want for anything.
No, they don't have a sound.
They've got
the
suite.
It's nice, isn't it?
Well,
it's like you say, if they work there, then
they
don't.
It's just like the Mexican maniana.
She's saying,
you got a Tesco's carrier bag for
you.
Tidy up, so you can take them with you.
I've got loads of
tons of,
loads of negatives of photos.
Have you seen them?
Oh,
tidy.
Well,
put them on Christmas, right? You know, they've got some snowy tips.
That's all taken.
Oh, yeah. Still got loads left.
That's all taken in the gardens. Are you alright down there? Do you want to sit here? That's all taken in the gardens and inside the building of the Palace of Caserta. During the war, the princess or the queen
if you've got
of that area
life,
and all her fortunes, they all left.
Buy a place.
They just abandoned it. The place has been left
but
up since, and they just look
at
stuff inside. It's really
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
No, no, these are the waterfalls. They're all steps, Dad. It's about 12 steps.
Yeah.
And in each step, as you walk along
one.
It, it's a goldfish pond.
Do the foundations and everything. So,
you'll see the fish.
I want to get fixed again. Back to normal. I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely though, isn't it?
The weather's lovely.
Yeah, it is,
isn't it? The winters, well, they're in the cold. They go down to 15 degrees.
That's mild.
We were there in October, it was 24 degrees. They're wearing pyjamas.
Which we did okay. What we've done, we've always packed, which gave us
not British.
They've got a.
Got money back, one being used, but I think we used all their time, we ended up paying in the end. It's only about
really good.
Of course, it's our deal.
Two gems.
$2,000.
I found ourselves Germany, guys.
When it rained, going down.
It's not too bad, Germany, but.
I mean, going down, it's not going to get there. I mean, car stop once, went through water at this deep.
No, we like to.
Coming back.
Yeah, very nice.
But, when the weather's, it's pretty nice.
Only for Tony, is he?
Well, he weren't too bad, Dad, but he's been really poor. I think he does too much.
He worries too much.
Yeah, but he does too much.
And he worries about not worrying.
Jobs.
He said to him, don't worry about it. You know, you'll be alright, just have a good time. But he worries about not worrying.
That's Monte Cassino. What
can he do about it?
But it's the place in Italy.
He's an inveterate worrier, man.
The Germans
are addicted to it.
But you see, with him being ill, he worries about not being able to bring money.
Built up on a high sea photo where it's up.
Philomena said, well, it's alright, you're ill. You can't bring it. So she works, and the two kids work. And they get back, no problem. He worries a lot, and I think that's half his trouble.
Is it the family?
The sofa in his family house.
So angry because they couldn't get up there.
When she was over here, she sold up, and her sister sold up at the same time. And they went back and they bought this really big house. Well, it wasn't a house, it was a shell.
Four
walls and a roof.
They took all their stuff.
And they've converted it into two
all
flats.
All the special.
Philomena and Tony upstairs. And the sister lives downstairs.
All the treasures and that were kept.
Three big bedrooms, a small kitchen. There's a living room.
These are all the
and a lounge. A big bathroom, toilet.
Old shelves.
You know, a veranda. To buy it over here, you're talking about £50,000.
Tony Maria's son.
Give him a chest.
And that's Tony. Tony and
You would come.
We all had dinner that night, and every time somebody said Tony,
I reckon if you are, Wednesday.
Well, he works in
wood shaving.
And then apartment, yes, he does some chimney sweeping when you're
old. The
Yeah, it's quite a bit of money, isn't it? Well, he is married.
That's what I'm talking about. You've got a full-time job there.
Do you get the enterprise allowance?
I can't even talk, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A vino.
I've got silkies sitting now.
Yeah,
we just went, pretended to take a photo, and she'd shoot off,
And then she'd peek around under the curtain to see if it had gone. So we took a photo of her and off she'd go again. It was funny.
Italian doggy.
Oh, my bum's still sore.
It's sitting in them chairs. Sitting on those sloping chairs on the ferry. We bought these two sloping chairs, right? And Tony, where our seats were, there was a big light in the ceiling, a big round light there, and it shone straight at the side of my eye. And me cold, I said, I can't sit here. I didn't expect to sleep that flipping night there. I came moaning, so in the end I went upstairs and lent Tony to it. And I came back down, I tried to go sleep again, I put my coat over my head.
The gap between the chairs is about.
And it hurts me anyway.
I don't hear it, and I don't hear any noise. But if you don't turn the light on,
I always go back to him. Well, that's some, it's no significant ill.
I want to go to Bern, I want to go on holiday, I want to go to Bern. My friend's just had a go at skiing. Oh, she duly thought it was lovely. But if I thought we'd come back, I'd get myself a little car.
Right, tell me about the duck.
The pig is a duck. Yeah, okay, man.
We should be, we're only here for a little while because I'm going to spend some time with the girls because I ain't seen her, Sarah, for as long as I'm, well, as long as I've been seeing her.
No,
I mean, I've
no,
seen, I did see Mum last June.
I ain't seen Sarah since her party.
I ain't seen Sarah since the party, no. Same as you and Marge. And Margie, she's had to cry when I went. Do you know what I'm going to do?
I tried to.
Yeah, bless her. She did. She
was surprised, I expect, because we weren't expecting you so early.
Well, no, I was surprised when I came in.
I went up to Derek and Jenny came up to tell us and she said, Arlene will be coming on the 20th and she won't be here till between 11 and 12.
Well, I didn't think we would then. Well, when you had your holiday, that's nice. If you want to come, drive over on the thing and come. They're coming over on Thursday, and on Saturday morning, we're driving down to Vittlish. Which is down near Monchow, lovely part of Germany. You've got hills and vine valleys, and it's a lovely area. We've driven down, but similar way to where we went to Switzerland down there. And we're going down there, spending a week down there, and then they're coming back and spending a week, 4 days, and then coming back. So you're going to do that, we'll go somewhere. The Harz Mountains are supposed to be really wonderful.
Well, we've done the Harz Mountains.
Oh, you went there,
didn't you? When we went on that.
Fantastic job.
Well, I ain't been there yet, but we're near there where we're going.
It's lovely there,
yeah. Yeah, we're near there. And did you go down, were anywhere near Bavaria there? Did you go to Bavaria then?
No, we were just,
so it must be really good way.
Or did you go up North Way?
But we just went there and that's and drove.
It cost you more money.
Went all around.
We had done it on the black market.
It's a place there called Altenhau. That's supposed to be nice in the Harz Mountains.
The distance away in the fields, what were you doing?
Labouring. Just labouring.
I can't remember the name. Oh, Gosnell.
That's
some place that's a ski resort in the winter.
That's us. Okay. There, that's the place you mean?
Yeah, that's a really old. Yeah. Ancient sort of town.
Nice.
I'm trying to think the name.
Yeah, that was
all little towns.
Yeah, they're all the way through.
The house is in such a position.
Because they're easy to get to, each of them, aren't they, apparently?
It's in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, that's what we.
The road goes up, it's square. There's a house at the end.
Well, it's
usually
anything.
So what is this one? And you can see through the gaps.
I'm all right. I just don't like. If it was a little car, I wouldn't mind. And I'm seriously thinking of getting myself one, but I ain't good enough yet. Not so I can afford to go out and buy one.
No.
I'm not going to go.
Right, well, anyway,
it's been lovely to see you. Yeah. All right, we'll see you again.
Yeah.
Probably. We're coming again this year, but I don't know when.
No, you'll have to come over home.
Yeah, we will do. We've got to go see our team. He's really upset because we haven't been to Devon. It's such a long way. Yeah. If I go to Devon, I can't come up this end.
They go in
there's
storm.
More people this end. We can't get there, Dad.
Promise
him I'll go this year.
I know it is. It's a long way.
How long have you got?
Just this week.
We're running on a week.
You went down on the bus and take them all over there.
That's right.
You see, if we go and we drive, we've got to spend overnight and come back. There's 2 days. Well, I promised Sarah I'd spend some time with her. I ain't going to say too much, but she's had a bit of upset at times, she's been a bit of a
day. Oh, it's nice, don't
you?
The thing is, when we come up, we've got such a distance to cover, you know, it's difficult.
Larry's good at
that
time.
Yeah. Hi,
Larry.
Hello, Emma. The fact is, when you're over here, how long are you over here for?
Well, we're going back on Saturday.
Well, I mean, you've got no time.
Yeah.
You've got people scattered all over the country and you can't do it.
We just can't, no. So we said to Tim, we can't get down there because that's 2 days. You know, and I have paid for English lights just for the sake of a week.
See, well, I mean, that's the point. I mean, you can't satisfy all of
them. No.
That's the point.
Yeah.
It's just a question of you coming and doing your best.
See, the other thing about coming over, it's bloody expensive in England.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and when I came over before, we did Hull, you know, Warwickshire and Rushden. I did 1,200 miles in 10 days. And it's a lot of driving, to, you know. Yeah. I needed a rest when I got back.
Well, it's draining.
It is, yeah.
Especially these days on English roads. Well, it's awful. Pretty awful down Roginoy Street. They adopted a scheme last year when they cut off part of the Lower Street from traffic.
Mm.
You went down the Lower Street and you turned sharp left and went along Duck Street and circling Bob Budgeon's supermarket at the bottom end of town.
Yeah.
I've cut that out now.
Oh.
You go straight down again. And consequently, the Lower Street, on certain days, it's full. And the steep of the exhaust, well. And they're all down there shopping. Well,
I'm a believer in pedestrian precincts, you know, because if you want to do shopping or just window shopping, you should park outside of the town or on the outskirts of the town, and you can walk in or you can get the bus service that drops you off. It's just as easy.
The problem, bus service.
Well, yeah.
In this country today,
it isn't a bus service, is it?
No.
Because you feel obliged to them, don't you? Providing the service.
It's been destroyed. The best move they've made in Rushden in recent years has been the introduction of what they call the Rushden Rider. And it travels all round the town. For 40 pence you can get on and go up to your home and pull up outside our gate.
It's been a godsend for us to go down the street shopping. You've got a load of shopping, you just stop us right outside the gate.
They did that in Leamington with taxis. You got on, your taxi came along. And you paid in 40p or 50p, whatever. And you went anywhere on that route. Yeah, and if you said you wanted to be off the route slightly, no problem, it'd go
around.
There's its routes, it goes round and round.
Yeah.
And you can go on anywhere as far as you like for 40 pence.
You can do a lot for 40 pence.
Different towns.
See? It even takes you over the hill into Holland.
We can get down on the High Street, any of these towns, and it drops us back up here.
Yeah.
It's a circular route all the time, it keeps going back to the town centre, but it's also useful.
Oh, it's excellent, it's superb for pensioners. But a lot of youngsters use it too.
But I think the youngsters can abuse the system as well.
Well, so far, the chap is very obliging. He'll
be able to get off.
Oh, there are your tokens for the
system.
Yeah. Married
is a nice car,
isn't
it?
She's had problems with it, though.
Talbot Solara.
Yeah, nice little car.
I'm
all that. They've got three now. They have to queue up. There's Alan's and Claire's. And Marion's, and if the nearest the ace wants to go out first, everybody else has to move.
It's got right there now. We've decided.
What time do you want?
Not yet.
Nearly 12.
Yeah.
Do you want to go down to...
Well, you go when you're ready.
While you're ready, I'll get some plates. What?
Where are you going?
Chip shop.
Oh, this one here.
Oh, I forgot about that when I said to... One portion of chips will be enough between us because they give you quite a generous helping of chips.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want fish, do you?
Any particular sort of fish?
Right. No, just fish.
And what do you eat?
Two mushy peas.
Mushy peas? Right, I'll get two tubs of mushy peas. And,
we'll see what they want. They sell Chinese stuff as well. It's a Chinese place.
What are, what, fish and chips?
Oh.
We don't get proper fish and chips over there, you see. That's the first
Well, we had some nice ones from that van that stopped near the camp centre. We had some there.
Oh, yeah. I come over and made some beautiful chips.
Oh, yeah, I can make chips, but it's the fish. The fish is different.
It's not fresh fish.
No, it isn't.
In that sense, because you're so far in land.
That's the problem, you see. We get a chap coming in from Grimsby.
He used to come to Southam.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he comes down this...
What for?
Well, he's here today. Well, he didn't go down. I was straight up. He'd got some. I don't know. I'd have got some this morning when I went there. He's just there. He's there.
But
these sells some really nice fish. Good set, a good variety too.
I should
took at least by half. There's a good mix of species on offer, you know.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. All in for us.
Well, I don't want it either.
Stab myself to death, yeah.
I'll see you a bit then.
Oh, she's not driving.
What?
She's walking. Oh, she's running then.
For a start, when she's talking about fish and chips, we'll pop along in the car and get them from Moor Road. Because I had nice chips there, but then, being as Johnny had a drink, he wouldn't drive, so.
Thank you.
There's a bottle of wine here, Dad. Some Moselle.
Well, quite a worry as well. Oh, yeah, lovely.
And you've got one there for Marcus as well.
Yeah. You're in it. Maybe I'm probably thinking of it. Oh, yes, just. Well, thanks very much, Dad. That's. Lovely. Thank you.